Be pretty strong.
Yeah.
We're talking about sweeping up, the thing that you would sweep up the floor with, you just call that the...
What would you call what you swept up? Trash or dirt?
Oh, well, right. I was thinking about the thing that you use, that you...
Oh, that you sweep with?
Right.
Broom.
Have you ever seen one of those things that was made entirely out of the straw?
Yeah. Some people around here used to keep them leaned up by the fireplace, and when the ashes would, you know, fall out kind of there, or they put on wood, you make a mess, they'd sweep it up with that broom, sage broom.
Sage broom. Let me ask you about this expression. Say, if I were looking for the broom and it was in a corner and a door was open so that you couldn't see the broom, You'd say that the broom was...
behind the door.
Would you ever say anything else?
I wouldn't. You ever hear anything else, Emily? Mm-hmm.
What about back of the door?
Well, yeah, back of the door. Mm-hmm. Or behind it either.
Mm-hmm. Some people have told me that years ago women did certain chores on particular days of the week. Mm-hmm. Around here, did they do it? What did they do, say, on Mondays?
Well, I don't know whether... I don't think everybody ever, you know, had around here had the same day for doing certain chores, but usually you washed the clothes as if you were going to have to do the family washing as early in the week as you could. If Monday was a good day, you did it on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I told you a while ago that we had a lot of Negroes that lived around here. Well, a long time ago, didn't many of the
white people do the washing?
They sent it out to the Negro house to be washed.
They picked it up on Monday and would bring it back on Friday.
Mm-hmm. They did the washing and the
ironing.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
And that was mighty nice.
I guess it was.
You didn't have to be bothered with them.
Is there anything that you would call that, the washing and ironing together, that maybe another word for that, washing and ironing, or you got to do your...
No, we just call it the washing, do the washing. As far as I know, call person that did it, the washerwoman.
Washerwoman. Yeah. Or, you know, talking about that, a place in town maybe where a bachelor would send his clothes to be done, that would be the...
I don't know. I don't know what you'd call that in town. Mm-hmm.
Be
the laundry, I reckon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a modern term, like.
Yes, ma'am. So people never use that term. They said washing and ironing instead of do their laundry.
Mm-mm. I don't remember.
I see.
Got to get the washing ready to go.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if I came in your living room and I left your front door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to do what?
Shut the door. Mm. Or close the door.
You just raised a bomb.